Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor with Stone Payton here. Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle Community. It is day two, and it is snowing out there, Stone.
We're at it again, but we're inside. But, yeah, there's a blizzard outside, even to the point that they were shutting schools down and that kind of thing like we do in Atlanta.
That's right. This is serious business.
But we're safe in here, and this is going to be an awesome segment. We are going to have with us from Insight Software, Miss Shannon Krebs. Welcome to the show, Shannon.
Thanks. So good to be here.
Try to say that five times real fast. Welcome
so
to the show,
Shannon.
So
good to be here. Oh, that one. Sorry about that.
So Insight Software, product, service, what do you guys do for folks?
So we are a nice ad hoc and inquiry reporting solution that goes right on top of Oracle applications and lets people access the information on the fly.
And the implications for R12, what's the story there?
So R12 is great. We all know it's been around since about February 2007 when Oracle introduced it. And when it first came out, there were all these great new features in there, and people were trying to really take advantage of them. So Insight actually allows you to report on 11i as well as Release 12.
So now you guys are working in the sub-ledger accounting space a little bit?
So subledger accounting, that's one of the new features that came out with Release 12. And what we allow people to do is actually access information within the subledger accounting layer.
And so this is the big benefit of, is it fair to call it SLA? Is
that, it's pretty much referred to as SLA now. Everything at Oracle is an acronym. You have to know that by now.
So how do you articulate this benefit to the non-techie execs that sometimes are in charge of pulling the trigger on the purse strings?
Sure. So SLA really provides a couple of big benefits for you. What it is it's a rules-based accounting engine, and it allows you to create consistent accounting information across your organization. And it also provides you this really rich repository of reporting information, or information that you can report off of.
You would buy it on the strength of that alone, wouldn't you?
That told me. Do you have one with you?
I can try. Actually, I always have an SLA with me.
But all kidding aside, the benefit of being able to post to multiple accounts, walk us through that a little bit, maybe in layman terms, for Lee.
Sure. So what you have really is some of the big benefits you get out of the new SLA layer is having, again, this access to rich amount of data. It can also help you with things like a shorter month and close cycle, so you don't have people to have to spend so much time moving information around or trying to reconcile, because they have a couple of main ways they can work with SLA to do this.
Now, what if there's like multiple ledgers? How does that come into play?
So multiple ledgers are great. A lot of people, when they moved to Release 12, really took advantage of some of the new features in Release 12, such as multi-org access control, where you could access multiple ledgers at one time, and things like set of books turned into ledgers and ledger sets. And a big advantage with SLA is you can actually now post to multiple ledgers at the same time. And so what I mean by that is people often have multiple ledgers in terms of reporting. So you might have a local ledger for kind of your local or statutory rules. You might have a ledger that focuses on regulatory information for reporting. And then you might have a ledger that exists purely for your corporate reporting and financial information. What SLA allows you to do is actually post to these ledgers all at the same time.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds to me like that could get awfully ugly and the wheels could come off in a hurry if you didn't have something like SLA governing the whole thing, right?
It could. And actually, that's one of the great things about SLA is Oracle put it in place. And kind of a funny note about it, I used to work at Oracle. I was there for about 15 years. And one of the stories that kind of came around about when SLA was being developed is it was actually developed in the back of a taxi in the Netherlands on the way to a client. They were with a group of people and trying to figure out what they were going to explain to people and how the posting process worked. And someone said, wouldn't it be really great if we did this instead? Let's build this new layer that actually has seated accounting rules and that you can build rules that are really fit just your organization. And then things like posting to multiple ledgers at one time is a great benefit that can come from that.
So now when you're getting, you're engaging the finance team as part of the sell-in for something like that, how does that work? How do you communicate the benefits to the finance team?
Well, finance people are often all about reporting information. So what they really want to do is be able to get access to information in a really easy way.
Right, but they don't like change. So how do you kind of...
Sure they do. They embrace change.
Everybody doesn't like change sometimes. But we all know, especially if you're an Oracle person, that change is part of how things go. We all know whenever you implement something, you go live on day one, that's not the end of it. You always have new things you're doing. So SLA is part of that change. Although one of the nice things about it is you can choose how you want to embrace the change with SLA. You have options to, if you are upgrading, just automatically migrate your existing rules. You also have options if you're re-implementing to go ahead and just take things out of the box. So you don't have to do SLA right away. You can actually implement it when you're ready to do so.
So why this conference? You guys have a presence here. You have a booth, right?
We do. We have a booth. We've got an Oracle eBusiness Suite booth, which is booth 1653. You should come on by and check out.
And so why this conference? Why? Because, I mean, you have lots of choices, right? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
We have lots of choices, but we know Collaborate is one of the best conferences that exists every year. There's Oracle Open World in the fall, and that's put on by Oracle. But we really like Collaborate because it's a user-focused conference, so we tend to get a lot of people here that are actually part of the business, not just your technical folks that are helping to make it run.
Now, what's going to be in the Insight Software booth?
So the Insight Software booth, well, first of all, you have me, so that's really exciting.
That's enough for
that's
me.
That's reason enough.
Yeah.
And then we're also doing demonstrations, so we can actually show you how at Insight we can help you access your SLA layer. And one of the real advantages we have is we actually let you get access to SLA all in one place. So Oracle has got this really great layer of information, but there's a little bit of issues in terms of how you might access it. It's either based on a module, so you can see all information for, say, AP transactions, or you can go through a GL account string, but you have very limited views of that data. What we've done at Insight is we've actually created a template with pre-joined information that lets you access all of your SLA information in one place. So it's really easy, a great benefit to actually be able to create reports or do ad hoc inquiries right on the fly.
Now, when you don't have the benefit of showcasing all of your stuff in an environment like this, then you have a more traditional engagement cycle. Walk us through that engagement cycle, early stage, if you will, how that unfolds.
Sure. So first of all, we always encourage people to check out our website. If you Google things like R12 reporting, things like our website, insightsoftware.com, will come up. So that's a great resource to be able to check out information. If you click on our site and look around, you can always ask for a demonstration or click to meet somebody, and we'll give you a call. Don't worry about it. We'll always make sure if you're there, we'll find you. But we often engage with people at events like this. They come to our presentations. So our typical cycle is having people do a demonstration. And one of the nice things about it is we can do that anywhere for you. We can do a web demonstration. So if you just need to take half an hour out of your day, we're happy to introduce it to you or people within your organization. And we can also do things like come on site and actually demonstrate on your data. Because one of the things I love about Insight is that we actually implement in an hour. And after 15 years at Oracle...
You implement in an hour?
In an hour.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I didn't actually believe it. So I was at Collaborate 2 or 3 years ago when it was in Florida, and I was actually working for Oracle at the time. I was at the HODA doing my demonstrations, and I ran into Tracy Bishop, who is our product manager, but I had worked with her at Oracle as well. We had worked at Oracle before together. So we ran into each other here, and she told me she worked for this reporting company and that the software implemented in an hour, and I just told her I didn't believe her, because everybody knows everything at Oracle just takes a little bit of time to get going.
Right. Lee, I can see it in your eyes. You're enjoying the conversation, but you still think there may be some challenges in setting up and managing this thing. How would you reply to that?
So, again, every time you're doing something in Oracle, there are, let's say, opportunities on how you might handle things, not just challenges. But, again, a great thing that Oracle did with SLA is its out-of-the-box functionality. So even if you don't choose to implement it, you still have this rich layer of data that's always building up. So, again, there's information there that you should work on accessing.
But how do you get past, I mean, like you were saying, that nothing takes an hour in Oracle, but yours takes an hour. How do you get past that disbelief with the prospective customer?
We just show them. So there's nothing better than actually saying, hey, why don't I come on site with you, and we'll demonstrate on your data.
So so you take their data. So you're like, here, let's try it with your stuff, and we'll show you how easy this is?
Absolutely. So what we can do is everything's done virtually these days. So we get our help desk, our customer support organization, which is a great resource. It's actually based right here in Denver. And they will go work with you over the web to install the software. Often people are a little hesitant for us to put it on production, so we'll use a test system. Although about 98% of our customers do run live against production data, and our information is always returned in real time. But we'll go ahead and set it up, and then we'll maybe spend an hour or so with someone in the finance or accounting group to actually set up some reports for them, show them how they can do some online inquiries, and then we'll demonstrate to a larger group later in the day.
So you're going to be busy with customers, prospective customers, But what else are you going to do over the next couple of days here? How do you plan to manage your calendar?
What are we going to do? Well, we're going to be partying it up. We also have a big event going on with the JDE Alliance. So Insight Software has an Oracle applications presence as well as JD Edwards. So we're part of a JDE Alliance, and there's a big party going on tonight. So everybody should stop by our JD Edwards or eBusiness Suite booth to check it out and get a wristband. And, of course, we'll be talking to people and listening to the great John here singing along.
So if somebody wanted to learn more, do you guys have a website?
We sure do. It's insightsoftware.com.
All right, good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of this. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few.